Sol to jeden z największych festiwali tańców latynoamerykańskich na świecie. Przyciąga pasjonatów tańca, którzy spotykają się na 4 dni wypełnione warsztatami, imprezami i pokazami. Można tu spotkać najlepszych instruktorów, DJ-ów i muzyków, głównie ze świata salsy, baciaty i kizomby. Dzisiaj zapraszam Was na 17. edycję festiwalu, która odbyła się w listopadzie 2022 roku w Warszawie, przyciągając ponad 3200 uczestników w przeważającej części spoza Polski.
Chile.
I came from Denmark.
I come from Toulouse.
Jestem z Polski, z Gdańska.
I'm from Italy.
From Belgium.
I am from Estonia.
Germany.
I came from Germany as well.
I'm from Lithuania.
From Nice in the south of France.
From Ireland.
Romania.
From Switzerland.
I'm from Switzerland.
UK.
Ukraine.
Romania.
I'm from Spain.
Mexico.
Mexico, okay.
Yes.
Are you the only Mexican here?
No, there's one more.
Singapore.
Singapore,
yeah.
And you came for the event?
Not just this event, a few other festivals. Okay. It was a recommendation from a friend, so I joined.
I'm from Korea.
Wow.
So far from here.
But you came just for the event or you live somewhere in Europe?
No, just the event.
Wow, really?
And you know, over 10 people from Korea. In
Are
here, only this event, really.
This I did not expect. Actually, it was like just people from Europe coming.
Oh.
Yes? That's the worst thing you have. Your thing is like, turn it again. Literally, in the middle of the show, my body decided to catch up to my head and I was able to sing. If you're not okay, uncomfortable, you'll never grow. So you've got to get into this space where you're like, shit, why is this not working out? Let me keep trying. Not like I do. Yeah, so it's just half, half, one, one, one and a half. And here we go. Half a turn, half a turn, don't lose your alignment. Full turn, one and a half, change your spot. One and a half, change your spot. One, two, three, five, six, seven. Time's up.
To, co słyszeliście, to warsztaty Karel Flores, jednej z najbardziej cenionych tancerek salsy, która regularnie pojawia się na warszawskim festiwalu. Takie zajęcia odbywają się tutaj przez cały dzień, równolegle na 11 salach, w sumie ponad 130 godzin zajęć na 3 poziomach zaawansowania.
What do you dance?
Salsa.
I dance bachata.
Bachata and a little bit of salsa.
Tańczę bachata.
Salsa and bachata. Bachata.
Mainly bachata.
I dance bachata and salsa.
Bachata and salsa, but here bachata.
And I'm here for kizomba and bachata.
I dance salsa, bachata and kizomba.
Bachata, salsa and Afro-Cuban.
I dance salsa, on the one, on the two. Bachata, every style. Rumba, you know rumba? Yeah, rumba also. And Afro. Afro.
I dance all dances, salsa, bachata and kizomba.
Salsa, bachata and kizomba.
Only bachata.
Bachata. And salsa a bit, but mostly each other.
Salsa and bachata?
Salsa, bachata, yeah.
Salsa and a bit bachata.
Salsa, Cuban, kizomba?
Kizomba.
All the styles, like bachatas, like bachata, salsa, kizomba, Cuban, everything.
I dance bachata, kizomba and salsa.
Salsa, bachata, kizomba, zouk, tango, for all Brazilian zouk.
Bachata and salsa.
I dance salsa, kizomba and bachata.
O swoje osobiste doświadczenie na festiwalu spytałam znanego salsero Talala Benlachsena, tańczącego w parze z Edytą Czagowiec, świetną polską tancerką salsy, z którą w 2020 roku nagrałam jeden z pierwszych odcinków podcastu.
What's special about El Sol? Like, what do you like about this festival?
El Sol is a festival that is in entering his 17 years of organization, which means it is a festival that gathers a lot of people who are meeting yearly, which means you are 100% sure to meet your friends coming from all over the world. So the atmosphere and the ambience are guaranteed, and it's like one of the, we call it the Mecca of salsa of this part of Europe. So it's definitely like an event not to miss over the year.
So you've been to many congresses across the world. How do you consider El Sol? Is it like a must? Because you mentioned that,
yes.
But is it like a must place,
yes,
for salseros?
Warsaw is a must. Let's say it's a must see festival in the world, and then no wonder that many people actually are not only coming from Europe itself, but we have, I mean, as I could notice, I've met friends coming from the US, from Korea, from Latin America, from Egypt and North Africa. So it's gathering many people.
But which also is it for you?
I think my very first one was in 2012 or 2013. So which means if we cut the 2 years of the pandemic, that would be, let's say, this is the ninth edition.
And how many people on average do you see coming back? So like if you come here, how many
oh, it's tiring. It's very tiring.
Yeah.
At some points you don't even have enough time to stop and say hi, because you have those people that you definitely see almost every year, but you also have like newcomers, a new generation of dancers, also like many people who never been to El Sol, who are like, you know,
yeah,
because of the travel expenses and just because they live so far away,
yeah,
traveling can be like very pricey.
You come here for work, right? And
yeah,
you spend a lot of hours teaching classes,
yeah,
you do show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still enjoy social dancing at such congresses? Do you have time for the actual social dances,
okay,
or is it kind of still work?
So what people must know, we do enjoy and love social dancing, okay? But as an artist, sometimes it can be tiring, because why? Dancing several dances in a row can be very exhausting compared to like somebody who's just like standing on the side and waiting for his chance to dance with the artist. Maybe he's like waiting for 3, 4, 5 songs. So he's rested, he's relaxed, he's, you know, fresh. And while you are like somehow like sweaty, like you just took a shower, somebody's asking you for a dance, it's not really convenient to say no, so you go through it. But people, they really must know that it's not really easy to do like 5, 6, 7 dances in a row. The last ones are no longer fun. But yeah, we still enjoy, I mean, I personally still enjoy social dancing, especially in an event like this,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Edita Niu, I have an episode with her where she talks for an hour. And part of you is also talking about your style and how you guys work together. I'm curious, how do you still learn and develop your style? What do you do?
Comparing to Edita, who is like, for me, Edita is like, she doesn't stop evolving. She still have like, every time I meet her, she's like evolving so crazily. I think I'm in my situation. It's like I got stabilized somehow. Like I'm a certain level. It's not that I don't evolve, or I mean, probably things are evolving, I don't see them, but it's like as I'm doing also other businesses on the side, so maybe I don't have time to go like follow other classes or give myself the opportunity to see how things are going. Yet the only things that work in my case is that like I'm still there, I'm still dancing every day, and I'm still in the salsa business, and that somehow keeps me in a certain level, I would say.
Przez lata festiwal był odwiedzany głównie przez osoby tańczące salsę, co do niedawna miało swoje odzwierciedlenie w nazwie El Sol Salsa Festival. W miarę rosnącej popularności innych tańców, a przede wszystkim bachaty, styl ten na stałe zagościł w grafikach festiwalu. Zabiorę Was teraz na parkiety, na których osobiście spędziłam długie godziny warsztatów i imprez. Udało mi się też porozmawiać z Sarą Panero, jedną z moich absolutnych idolek tańczących bachatę.
Five, six, and turn, wait a second. One, two, three. And here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4. F5, F6, F7. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Base hit 1. Much better.
What do you believe made you that famous and that unique? That, you know, when people see steps, they know it's Sara Panero style.
Oof. That's a difficult question. I started dancing solo. I trained so many years solo dance before starting with the couple dance. Also, I've danced a lot of different disciplines like ballet, hip-hop, contemporary, jazz, kizomba also when I started dancing in couple. And that, I think, made me appreciate the music in a different way. Marco, my partner, he was a musician. So I think the way we have of listening the music is something that make us different from the others. It's in my opinion. And also, we are very passionate about what we do. I think people see that. I don't know. It's just like we kind of didn't have teachers, so we had to create our style by ourselves. At the beginning was very complicated, but now it's kind of an advantage. So yeah, I don't really know how this happened, honestly, because we just kept working, and suddenly after COVID it was like boom, you know, everybody wanted us in the festivals and everything, and we didn't understood really. But the only thing that we did different than the others, maybe that was in COVID, we were doing a lot of content, videos, choreographies, group choreographies, solo styling, online classes, because we don't like to do, like to be doing like anything, you know? We were not just waiting the thing to restart. We were just working and creating content, creating choreographies. And I think people appreciated that. So we didn't think, let's do this, like in purpose, but it definitely worked.
Yeah. And what inspires you to create new moves or?
The music.
The music.
Definitely.
What do you listen to? Is it just bachata?
No. Oh, the music and in my case, taking other style classes inspires me so much. And of course, I follow a lot of dancers in Instagram that I look up, right? But Marco and I is the music. Yeah, when it's about creating something together, the music inspire us to, okay, let's do this kind of choreography or this kind of video, or, you know, Marco for that has a lot of imagination. He's, one day he wakes up, okay, we're gonna do this song, you will dress this, blah blah blah, I'm gonna dress this, we're gonna be here, I'm gonna record, blah blah, and I'm like so honestly it's like that. Okay. I'm not inventing, it's like that.
And you started dancing together bachata, or you danced something before?
Not everybody knows this, but when we met, we were working as a taxi dancers in, you know, Madrid salsa and bachata parties. And he already had a bachata partner. I was also dancing kizomba with another friend. And we started actually training salsa show. Yes. But then, like in the middle of the process, there was this bachata contest, bachata competition, improvisation, and Marco's partner, she wasn't in the country at that time, and he say, hey, can you come with me? Because, you know, the prize was money at that time, you know, we didn't have any money. So we say, okay, let's go, and we won. The thing is, because we won, we got like classified. We were classified for another competitions, and of course he had to go with me because I won with him, and he had to stop with the girls. Yeah, that's the truth, which is kind of cruel, but it is the truth.
But you made you where you are.
Yes, I guess. I guess, yeah.
And how do you learn? You mentioned you're going for other classes as well, because like I imagine that's like in your style, there aren't too many people you can learn from, and you do have fantastic technique that makes whatever you do effortless. So what classes do you still take to develop yourself? What do you do?
Well, I cannot explain the feeling, no? When I'm learning, my body's learning something new, new moves, new, I don't know, I feel so good. I feel, it seems weird, but I feel like I'm alive again, you know? Like I'm, my body's working, my body's learning new moves, new techniques. That's amazing. Before that year, I was really like taking ballet classes, hip hop classes. I was, you know, learning a little bit of Zouk too. But I love, you know, the thing is, I don't know why, but I love, because of the music, I love to try any type of dance. I would love to keep, of course, always ballet because it keeps my body on point, my technique. I love, for example, heels dance lately. I've been trying also. Somehow I learned new techniques to apply to my training and to, you know, teach my students for them to train also with their body. And also some movements that I see that I say, okay, this could be good to work on this specific thing, maybe into the bachata too. Why not, right? Yeah. And I would like to learn some flamenco. Yeah, I've been like very...
That was for Spanish.
Yeah, I know, but I've never tried because, yeah. You know, when I went to the conservatory professional and you had to choose between classical ballet or Espanol, was it flamenco, and I was in the ballet side, so...
Yeah, so it's still a lot for you to learn, I mean.
Yeah, always. Like, a dancer ending. Never stop learning, never, yeah. Never.
And talking about congresses, we are at El Sol, which is one of the biggest congresses in Europe. What do you like about them?
Of course, I mean, in my side of the story.
Yeah, because I know it's like your experience is obviously very different than...
Of course. But for me, the love and the respect and the appreciation we receive from the public, from the people that comes to our classes, from the people, you know, the happy face when they see us in the social, that is our motivation, for sure. When people comes and say, I started dancing because of you, you're my inspiration, this is just the maximum compliment we can get, honestly. I just think, I mean, congresses have grown so much, and I'm so happy for that because, honestly... people need, you know, happy moments, sharing moments, knowing people, and this is just the perfect excuse, right? Yeah. And the thing is, it's a good and a bad thing. It's like a drug, you know, when you start, you cannot stop.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy in my part because I have the opportunity of visiting countries and know the people, the culture of the country. Sometimes many of the times we don't have time to visit really the country for sightseeing, but we share time with the people of the country. That's very, very nice of the experience we have from the congresses, and sharing the moments with the people, sharing the social, and the most important thing, realizing that dance, even, I mean, I can have a very good connection dancing with someone that we don't understand each other because we don't speak the same language. That is amazing.
Yeah. And do you see, like, difference between congresses depending or where they are? I mean, because, of course, they're super international. Here at El Sol, we have people from all over the Europe and world, okay?
Yeah.
So do you see the different energy, like, for example, in Poland compared to other festivals in the world?
Sometimes it affects the culture of the country, of course, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Just different way of doing the things. But yeah, no.
And how many hours, if you think of like a weekend, like a congress that happens over the weekend, and you have workshops, classes, social, I consider it as your work, because everyone expects you to be there and dance with them, right?
Yeah.
So it's still work. So how many hours... like during the like a weekend, do you work, and how many hours do you sleep?
This is not a good example in this festival because I'll teach 7 hours, show, and 3 socials, which normally I do depending between 2 or 3 hours in the social. So a lot, definitely more of the hours that I'm sleeping. That's for sure. Yeah, also for us, personally for me, I mean, we give so much energy that Mondays, oof, I'm completely dead. I'm completely dead. Sure. But I need, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to recover and then restart again.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. One more plane.
Yeah. And last question about, you know, bachata is a social dance. It's your work. So do you still get a chance to do like social dance, to like really go out there? Because it's hard for you to be, I guess, anonymous on the dance floor, especially on the bachata dance floor. So you remember the last time when you could like just go and dance and maybe not be anonymous, but have like a social dance that's not like pressure.
Probably it's not going to be the best answer of the interview.
Yeah.
But lately we feel, you know, the dancers, the teachers, that is very complicated. I mean, I don't expect to go to a social and be relaxed, obviously. Yeah. But sometimes we will appreciate that the person asking us for a dance look for connection and feelings and good, you know, good moment and share a good song, good dance, rather than video with flash and impressive moves and blah, 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 you know? We understand. I mean, I understand and I respect it because maybe they have been waiting for so long to see us and dancing with us and they want the to record because it's a memory from us. I totally get it. But answering your question, I don't remember when it was the last time that I forgot that I was in social and I was just focused on my partner, looking for the connection, enjoying the music.
Yeah.
It's very complicated lately. Yeah. Before it wasn't like this. I was in a congress in New York in August and it was a teacher. One teacher invited me to dance. One cameraman came to record us and he said, no.
Yeah.
I want to dance with her, like, relax, without pressure, you know? Yeah. And I appreciate it so much. I'm like, thank you. yes, but I get it. Yeah. I understand, you know, if I meet, I don't know, my hip hop idol or my ballet idol, of course I would like to, you know, make a picture and I get it.
But do you go to social like in Madrid or no. Do you still do it for fun or just because it's you do it? Okay.
No. I went on Thursday, 3 days ago. Yeah. We went to a social in Madrid because we were supposed to teach and our students were performing and everything. But for fun, imagine, I go to congresses every weekend.
Yeah.
I try to rest one weekend every 2 months, which sometimes is not possible. And we have our own school in Madrid, and we teach there. And no, if I don't know, there is some friends like doing show premieres, something like this, and I am in Madrid at the time, I go. But the thing is, I don't have time to miss dance because I'm always, you know, dancing in the weekends. And when I rest, it's maximum one free weekend and then again.
Yeah.
So I don't have really the time. Sometime when I have, for some reason, 2 weekends in a row without dancing, then I'm like, oh, I need to dance. And yes, I go to social or I just meet the students or practice something, you know. But I remember I had the feeling in the summer. In this summer, I had holidays with a friend. We go to Bali, and my friend, she doesn't dance.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to any social, anything. From the moment I went, I stopped dancing in my last workshop, last congress. I went to the holidays, and I came back to Madrid and arrived to the next congress. It was like 2 weeks. Oh, my God. When I arrived to that social, I was like, I need to dance all the songs of the night. like, you know, I was missing dancing. But normally, I don't have 2 weeks without dancing. It's very, very, very rare. Yeah. So I don't have the time really to say, I need to dance, you know, because it's my work. So if I'm not dancing social, I'm recording online classes, or I'm doing private, or I'm teaching in my school, or I'm rehearsing with Marco.
You are currently at the kind of like top peak of your career. Is there still something that you feel like you need to achieve, or you don't have, are there goals you are still very clearly striving for? Have you ever done that? Or
no, Marco and I, we always moved from the passion And I was very little when I understood when I learned that to get something you need to work hard. I was just working hard, and the objectives or the prizes or the goals were just coming, you know, yeah. little by little. So there wasn't any goal that I say, oh my God, you know, but without realizing, we were achieving goals, right? We did some collaborations with people that we admire so much in the bachata world. Yesterday, we were talking with one of the masters of Cuban salsa, and he was saying that he admired us and he watched our videos and everything. And Marco and I, we were like, oh my God, I cannot believe you're saying this. Oh my God. That people that is being in the game more than 20 years, when I wasn't even dancing, you know, like, so it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. And also, you know, the festivals that you see, the biggest festivals when you started dancing, yeah. now you are, you know, on the lineup. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. But we are always moving, like working first, and then we see what we get, yeah. you know? But we don't really do the opposite thing. Yeah.
Warsztaty z najlepszymi instruktorami z całego świata to tylko część powodów, dla których warto przyjechać na El Sol. Kolejnym są wieczorne pokazy, gdzie najlepsi tancerze walczą o uwagę widzów i przychylność jury. Dla większości uczestników, którzy w dominującej części traktują taniec jako swoje mniej lub bardziej angażujące hobby, najważniejszą częścią są oczywiście imprezy. Te zazwyczaj zaczynają się przed północą i kończą nad ranem, w ekstremalnych przypadkach nawet o 9 rano.
Last night I went to bed at 6.
Around 7:30.
I slept at around 7 and wake up at 11.
O, poszedł spać o 6:30.
Around 7? 7:30, something like that. It was also like 9 in the morning.
Very late at 4.
My knee got like injured, so I went to bed at like 3:30 in the morning. So early.
Yeah, depends on the perspective.
Yeah.
4 hours.
At 5. Yeah.
2 hours. But 2 big hours.
Midnight.
Wow, that's the earliest I have so far.
Oh, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
5 a.m.
1 o'clock. Okay. Yeah.
You're the early birds.
Yeah. Also at 1.
Boring.
7 o'clock.
At 8 a.m.
It was today, and it was like around, I don't know, 9.
At 9.
Okay, wow.
Nine as well.
Wow, okay. 10.
At 8 in the morning.
At 6 a.m. in the morning.
At 8 o'clock.
Wow, okay.
In the morning, yeah.
Not last night. This morning. This morning, 9:30.
W zależności od tego, jakie style tańczysz, Nel Sol z łatwością można przemieszczać się pomiędzy parkietami, co też właśnie słyszycie. To na imprezach można poćwiczyć nowe kroki, poznać ludzi, zatańczyć ze swoim idolem i posłuchać świetnej muzyki.
And everybody's fucked up, but you decide to dance, so I love that. I just want to know, are you tired? I asking you for real, are you tired? Khalid is playing again at 7, until 7 a.m. in the morning. The party's gonna long, and I wanna party now. One more time, are you tired? Okay, let's see.
DJ York
is in the house.
We're gonna play. Party bachata music, okay? You better be ready to party.
Po co to robić? Jak w przypadku każdego hobby, motywacji jest wiele. Zaryzykuję stwierdzenie, że każdy, kto kocha taniec, szczególnie taki zakładający improwizację w parze, przychodzi dla emocji i energii, którą można dzielić z innymi ludźmi. Te endorfiny potrafią uzależnić i powrót do normalnego życia może być ciężki. Najważniejsza zasada festiwalowicza to zaplanować urlop w poniedziałek. Do zobaczenia!